Hi, Devin.
Yep.
Hi, Devin. My name is Nadine. I'm one of the regional specialists. I handle the pricing and details for your area. How's your day going? Happy Monday.
Good, you?
It's going good. You know, it's Monday. What can I say? You know? Always wish that the weekend was longer. It's never long enough, but that's okay. Back to the grind it is. And thank you for
I hear you.
asking. I appreciate it. So I know that you've been talking here with Tara, right? And she does such an amazing job, you know, really explaining the basics of our program. But she did want me to go over the pricing and details with you. And, you know, I want to address any questions you have, but also I want to make sure it would be a good fit for your company too. You know what I mean? Now, she was very descriptive, right? She mentioned, I guess you get a lot of calls of people trying to want to build you like a site, a website.
Website, Google Spots. I get all sorts of mail like that all day long.
I'm not surprised. I'm really not surprised. You know, I have to say, when I did a search for the company by name, right, it'll show me like where you're appearing at online. And what I came across, I saw the Facebook page. You got a 5-star review on there. I see the Angie's list. I believe there's also some 5-star reviews on there as well. So for the most part, from what I've read, I think we can agree that, you know, at the very least, you provide a quality type of service to your clients, right?
Yeah, we go for quality over quantity. I've worked for plenty of places where they go for quantity over quality, and I don't like that kind of work.
No, because you know what? And then here's how I see it. You get what you pay for, right?
Exactly.
I agree with you on that 100%. And my husband and I, we talk about that all the time. It's like, listen, I would rather pay a little bit more money and know that the job's going to be done right and that I'm not having to call someone to come out and fix it. You know what I mean? Or, you know, and so I think that's great. That's really, I like hearing that. Thank you for sharing that with me. So I wanted to ask you because I just want to make sure that I clearly understand what Tara was saying on here. So you have no interest in a website, right? Because people have just called you to offer you all this and that, but if you were going to get a site, you would want that money to go to someone locally within your area. Is that correct? Okay. Just wanted to clarify on that. We don't charge you for a website. It's not necessary to have a website on Google. Basically, a website, if I were to include one for you, it's so that way you can showcase more of your work. And it helps with the automatic SEO settings. It's not necessary to have it, but it's like having a menu at a restaurant, right? People are able to see more about your work and just read about the quality work that you do. Okay. And I know that you're keeping it within 20 miles. Is that right?
20, more like 25, 30. We try to keep it a little more local. Try to
Okay.
keep everything right here in our backyard.
Okay. Got it. And I love the logo, by the way. Looks really good.
No,
Did
thank you.
you design that yourself?
No, I had a graphic designer make it. It came out awesome, yeah.
They did a really great job. Yeah, it looks good. Wow. Okay. Here's the package I would like to offer you to get started with. It's the package or platinum one that includes both Google and Facebook marketing. The way that we do things here, we set the program where it's a fixed flat rate. It is a month-to-month program. There's absolutely no contracts. So you would not be charged per call, per job, or per click. So with the new in-business rate that Tara requested for you, you would be looking at a flat monthly rate of $299 a month. Month-to-month, no contracts. It will, however, come with a one-time $99 setup fee, and that would be just to cover programming. Okay? So the initial investment, if you were to get started today, would be $398. Every month after that, you're paying the $299 a month. What that would include is us getting you verified through Google, creating that Google business profile. We would be optimizing it and maintaining it on that first page. We do content creation on Bing. We also submit you to Yelp, Apple Maps. And with Facebook, we would be running Facebook advertising. I'm sure you're familiar with Facebook ads and how they work.
Yeah, I do them right now.
How do you like the conversion of them?
I don't know. I haven't really been doing a lot because we've been kind of spreading a lot lately, word of mouth. So I haven't really been advertising much at all, to be honest with you.
Are you not using the Angie's List either, or is that like on pause?
I haven't used Angie's List since like springtime when I was trying to start getting going, getting work ready for the summer. So.
No. Oh, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, we've been pretty busy since May. Pretty much.
Good for you.
Out straight.
That's good.
So. Yeah,
what do you do when your winter hits then, Devin? Do you kind of switch gears?
Well, right now we're in the process of trying to buy a tractor trailer so we can just start trucking through the winter time.
Okay.
But before we'd kind of just, everything would slow right down.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of just.
Do you usually like what, end of October, beginning of November?
Yeah. About November. Yeah, pretty, dropped off pretty hard right around November when the ground starts to get hard and starts to get cold. But we don't plow or anything like that. We don't offer plowing.
Okay. Yeah, Facebook ads, what I like about them is that their conversion rate, surprisingly, is higher than the Google ads, and it's not as much as an investment. What have you invested since you would run them?
I don't know. Only like a couple $100. Not really that much. Not as much as I would think.
Okay. Yeah, because typically with the $299 package, what we do is we allocate $100 of that to your Facebook ads that we manage, right? However, you're not going to incur like additional click fees because you're paying a flat rate. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Especially with you keeping it within even 30 miles, I think that $100 is sufficient for the Facebook ads. Now, of course, like next year, like let's say, you know, and I wouldn't even say now because your season's like, you know, you're drawing close to your season, you know, ending. But even so, I would still tell you stick with the $2.99 a month. Now, come next year, if you want to allocate more to your Facebook ads, you would just pay the difference, right? But again, you're not going to incur like additional click fees with us because we provide it at the flat rate and we're managing them for you. But Facebook ads, you're able to target an audience by interest, income level, or by location. They have a 9% conversion rate because they retarget. So that's why they work so well. And that's how we would manage them. And then, of course, I mean, if you were interested, I mean, listen, it wouldn't even cost you anything additional. We can build you a website. You don't have to have it. But just know that that is an option for you. If you wanted a website, we would build you one, host it, and maintain it. It's not going to cost you more money. And if and when the day you ever decided, you know, to hire someone locally to do your website, all you have to do is switch it out. It's not really a big deal. You know what I mean? It's not going to cost you anything.
Okay.
But it is an option for you. Okay. And then we do cover the mobile platform. So whenever someone's performing a search using their iPhone, Android, or tablet, well, they would still find you on the first page of Google. Basically, it would be covering all of your bases. But that's what you would be looking at. The initial investment, like I said, it's $398 because it's a $299 first month and the $99 one-time setup fee. You don't pay the setup fee ever again, right? And then every month that you're with us, it goes to $299 a month. Now, let's say you're with us, right? Your season hits, but you're off season now. You can call us and say, put it on the seasonal hold. You're not being charged. We're not optimizing it, right? But you're not losing your position. So let's say you start back up in April, right? Or March, and you call us and say, okay, I'm ready to move the seasonal hold off of it. It's going to pick up at the $299 a month. There's not going to be like a setup fee or the price isn't going to change on you because you're grandfathered into that rate. You were just on a seasonal hold, if that makes sense.
Oh, okay. I like the sound of that.
That's kind of cool, right?
I've had, yeah,
and
yeah,
the
I
reason
like
why
that,
I say
yeah.
that is because of your season. You know what I mean? So why would we be charging you and why would we be optimizing you if there's no work because the ground's frozen? You know what I mean? That doesn't make any sense at all. So that's why you could put it on a seasonal hold. You could say, hey, put it on a seasonal hold until March, right? And then come when March comes, it would just pick up at the $299 a month. Even though it's a promotional rate that I'm offering you, which is kind of cool, right? Not too bad.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah. We'll try it. I'll try it.
Okay. So what I'd like to do is this. First, I want to send you everything in writing. What is the best email for you?
All right. Devin.
Okay.
194 at yahoo.com.
At yahoo.com. Okay. What I'm doing right now, Devin, is I'm sending you over, and I'm glad I spelled your name right because I was kind of curious if that's how you spell it. My daughter's boyfriend, his name is Devin, but he spells it O-N. I'm like, I would think I-N, but, you know, I don't know. What do I know?
Yeah, I feel like O-N's more common.
Yeah, so yours is kind of like a unique type of spelling is how I see it. We always want to be unique, right? I don't want to be like everybody else. That's what I tell my kids. You don't want to be like everybody else, but, you know, what do I know? I only have gray hair for, I don't know, for whatever reason. They seem to think I don't know what I'm talking about. Okay, so right now, Devin, I'm sending you over two emails. Now, they're both coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. The first one is going to say Google and Facebook marketing, and I put in there that the price is $299 month-to-month, the one-time $99 setup fee. Okay, and this is for our platinum package. I put everything that's included. I still stuck in the website. So, again, it is an option for you. It's not costing you more money. Okay, so I'm just letting you know that's included, too, if you do want it. Okay?
Okay, yeah.
The second email is labeled Client Dashboard Analytics, and this one gives you an overview of the reporting system on how you're going to track your results with us. Okay, you're not just going to take our word for it that it's working. Okay? So I sent you an example of that. Now, Devin, on this phone number that we're speaking on, can you also receive text messages on this phone number?
Yep.
Okay. I'm going to actually send you over a text message right now. And when this number comes through, I'm going to tell you what's in the text. I want you to save our phone number in your contacts under Local Splash. So I'm sending you our 877 number. Now, any time that you have an update, a change, a question, you have a concern regarding your account, you're going to reach out to our customer service department. We're going to have a team dedicated to your account. We are always here Monday through Friday, 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon. Now, we're in Cali. You're actually 3 hours ahead of us, okay?
Yeah.
So we're always here for you 10 to 7. It used to be fun when my daughter was going to Boston University and she would call me and I'm like, honey, like, I'm still sleeping. You know, it's like 4 o'clock in the morning and you're calling me at 7 right before you're going to go to class, you know?
Yeah, right.
But, and she loved it out there because you guys have seasons. We don't have seasons in California. It seems like it's always summer or spring, you know?
Yeah.
I wish we had winter. Yeah. Did you get the text I sent you?
I heard my phone ding.
Okay, so on that text, just so you know, I already sent you also your username and your password. So that's for your client dashboard when you're tracking your results with us, okay? Now, Devin, we're going to start creating this account here with us. What's your last name?
Carty, C-A-R-T-Y.
Okay. And the phone number that should be listed for the business, which is the phone number I see, is the 413-824-1834, correct?
Yep.
And that's the best number for us to reach you at as well. On your Facebook, it shows D.C.LandManagementLLC. Is that how you want it to appear on Google as well?
Yep.
Okay. So I'll make sure that the periods are in between all of that. Okay. And where do you have the business registered? Is it like at your home address or do you have an office?
I have it registered to online. I have it registered online to like one
of those. Is it like Like one of those
emails.
Okay. So let me tell you how this
is. It's like a PO box. It's like an email.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. It's like a virtual box. So I'm going to be super transparent with you. Google won't use those. Basically, when we're verifying you, we typically verify you at your home address because that's considered your home office. But your address does not show anywhere on Google because you're not an actual storefront. No one goes to you to buy product. And Google doesn't want us to show that address, so we have to make sure it's hidden. What's your home address?
9 Fairview, F-A-I-R-V-I-E-W, Harris, Greenfield, Mass.
Okay. Okay. And I show the zip code coming up as 01301, right?
Yep.
Okay, let me make sure that address is hidden. Yeah, we don't want anyone just popping up saying, oh, hey. Not that anyone does, but still, Google's like, hide the address.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now, what we're going to be doing is we're going to be going over billing, Devin. Basically, I'm going to also walk you through a 90-second voice verification recording. It's for your protection. It's going to outline our service agreement. It's going to go over the billing date. Now, we're going to ask you to stick it out 2 months. Okay, I'm going to call it a 2-month verbal agreement, but you're paying monthly. If at any time you want to cancel, I'm going to also state in that verification recording, just call us 3 business days before the billing is due so you don't get charged. There's no cancellation.
Okay.
We part as friends. The Google business profile, you're the owner of it. Your Facebook page and all that, we're just listed as managers. So nothing goes away. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, the card that you're going to be using for the payment, Devin, is that card in your name, the business name, or in both?
Business name. Well, my name's on it, but it's a business card.
Is it just Devin Cardi on there?
Yep.
Okay. And the business name, did the whole thing fit on there?
Yeah, the whole thing fit on there.
No way. With the LLC, too?
I don't know if the LLC's on there. Let me see.
But is management spelled out?
Yeah. Yep. Whole thing spelled right out.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you got lucky. Usually they get cut off. Okay. Same billing address as the 9 Fairview Terrace?
Yep.
Okay. And is that a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
MasterCard.
Okay. And what is the card number when you're ready?
It is 5190.
Mm-hmm.
9100.
Okay.
0018. 9141.
Expiration month and year.
June 2026.
And the CVV code on the back?
496.
496? Okay. I'm going to put a security question on your account to protect it here with us. You could choose that it either be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name.
I'll do city I was born in.
What city was that?
Greenfield.
Greenfield. Okay. Now, I'm not processing your payment yet because I'm going to walk you through that 90-second voice verification. Please, if there's something that you don't understand, I want you to stop me and say, Nadine, what does that mean? So I can go back and review it with you and then rephrase it. I just want to make sure, Devin, you have a clearer, firm understanding before we process your payment. Does that sound good?
Sounds good.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
DC Land Management.
And did you want the LLC included in that when we're listing it on Google?
Yeah, you can keep the LLC in there.
Okay.
So just leave it out because it's shorter.
Yes, so just to confirm, you would like it to read on Google as DC Land Management LLC, correct?
Yeah.
Thank you. Please state your name and title within the business.
Devin Cardi, an owner and operator.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes, I am.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes, I am.
To get results as fast as possible, Devin, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Now, as a result of increased visibility, just please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from local Splash? I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
Oh, I said yes.
Okay. Now, also, I want you to be aware, right? Sometimes we call you with an update. We know you can't answer the phone. You're in the middle of a job. Just respond to us within 24 business hours. Please get into the habit that when we call you to always ask, what is my security question? Because if at any time someone hangs up on you when you ask that, you know for a fact it wasn't us calling. The reason that I say this is because you might get someone calling you that's trying to sell you other online products and they're not associated with us. We're not going to ask you to spend more than the $299 a month. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yeah.
And also what I'm going to say here, too, is we're not saying you can't do other marketing. Like I know you mentioned you've done the Facebook ads here and there. Don't do them because we're going to manage them now. I don't want you investing more money if you don't need to, okay? But if you do anything else outside of that, just give us a call so we can make sure we're not including that service for you because, again, we don't want you spending more money if you don't need to, okay? Make sense? Your phone cut out. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Your phone sounds a little like kind of robotic. Did you step away?
No.
I can kind of hear you a little bit better. It almost sounds like you, like you're a robot.
It sounds like a what?
Oh, there you go. It sounded like you were a robot. I tell my husband, you sound like a robot when I'm talking to him and he steps, so he'll step into a part
sorry.
Of our house.
I went inside, yeah.
Oh, that's what happened. Okay. All right. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is August 19th, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $398. Now, Devin, this is a two-month verbal agreement. So what that means is that your second payment will be charged on September 19th. 2024 in the discounted amount of $299. Now, once your term's completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 19th day in the discounted amount of $299. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. So that number is the one that I texted you, 877-635-6225. Now, if you do choose to pause or cancel the account, all I ask is that you at least contact us 3 business days before your billing is due, so that way you don't incur that charge, okay? Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
I'm updating your package. I'm going to process a payment. You're going to get the receipt simple to your email and in a text message, and we'll go over that in a couple minutes. I probably need about 5 or 7 more minutes, and then we'll be all done, okay? The next order of business is scheduling your client interview. Now, Devin, this is where the magic is going to happen, not so much with me. My technician is going to talk to you about your Facebook ads, the areas we're targeting, your keywords, okay? If you want the website, they're going to talk to you about that too. But I'm going to do some notes for them so that way they know where to start from. I want to schedule it at a time that's convenient for you. We block out an hour, but the appointment can take sometimes 30 to 40 minutes or maybe a little bit longer. It just really depends on how many questions or details you have. So let me take a look here. I have an appointment Do you think you have time right now, like in the next 20 minutes?
No. No, I'm
okay,
trying to, I got to go.
You're like, no, I want to get stuff done. What about tomorrow?
I think around 4:30 tomorrow, I should be free.
Let me tell you what I have tomorrow, and you let me know what works. Whatever time I give you is your time zone. Tomorrow, I have 4 to 5, 5 to 6, 6 to 7 your time.
Did you say 5 to 6?
I sure did. Yep.
I'll do 5 to 6.
Okay. Now, tomorrow, we're going to call you from an 877 number, right? So just make sure that you answer all calls within that hour. If for some reason we call you tomorrow, right, I'm going to put you for 5 to 6. If we call you tomorrow, Devin, and you're in the middle of something and you need 5 or 10 more minutes, just please pick up the phone and just say, hey, can you guys call me back in 5 or 10 minutes? We'll call you right back. I'm going to send you a reminder an hour before, too, just in case if it slips your mind, to remind you that it's coming up. Now, just so you know, I'm not charging your card again because it did come back. Now, it could be that they maybe sent you a text, your bank, to see if you recognize the charge because it said decline retry transaction, and I don't want to retry it. They might send you something.
It said it went through.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, I just
really?
Got a text saying it went through, yeah.
It shows me that it was declined. I don't want to charge it again. I want you to check with your, you know what I mean?
Okay, yeah.
Because it could be that, because usually I know, like for me, like when I've gone out of town, if there's a charge that I'm making and I haven't notified my bank, they'll like immediately, because I have a credit union, a federal credit union one, and they'll send me something, do you recognize this charge? If yes, type Y, if no, type N, and then someone will call me from my bank.
Yeah, I don't know why it's saying declined.
And did you get like a text saying yes or anything like that?
Oh, yeah.
That's probably why. Did you mark the yes? Because they probably want you to respond first. Okay. All right. I'm not going to charge it yet. Let's get you through your notes first before we even charge the card again, because I don't want to do that. It's like too soon right now. You know what I mean? So I'd rather get you through your notes first. Give it some time to catch up. Okay, so I'm sending you the calendar invite. Now, do you want me to list you for the residential and commercial work, or what's your preference?
Yeah, you can do both.
Okay. All right. And then what are your hours of operation?
7 to 3 o'clock.
Okay. Monday through Friday or Monday through Saturday?
Monday through Friday.
7 to 3. Good. I'm glad you take weekends off. Good for you.
Yeah, I try to keep my weekends open.
You know what? I'm glad you do that. I'm going to tell you, Devin, I see so many business owners that they run themselves in the ground and they never spend time with their family, or it's important for you to even try to reset. You know what I mean? So good for you.
Oh, yeah.
You don't want to be at my age and then be like, oh, man, I regress later because it hurts to get out of bed. And then are you licensed and insured or in the process?
No, we're licensed and insured, yeah.
Good for you. Okay. And then, like, on your Facebook page, what you're going to do is add us on as managers. We're not owners. Managers, so we can manage your Facebook ads. The technician will walk you through it if you're not sure on how to do that. Now, the obvious for your keywords, right, is like, okay, demolition, excavation. What else do you want me to notate on here to give them an idea of where to start from?
Landscape construction.
Okay.
And trucking. Oh, and forestry. We do forestry, too.
Oh, okay, let me put that on there. And you said landscape construction. Excavation, demolition, landscape construction, forestry, and trucking, right? That's the one I'm missing.
Yep.
I don't know how you drive those trucks. I freak out even in the rain. There is no way
hard.
I could drive on ice. There's no way. I would be freaking out.
They drive not too.
Let me tell you, I had anxiety over the weekend. I went to a friend's wedding, and it was on this church that was up on a hill, and I went in my truck. Had I known that the hill was that steep to get up to, because the way the church looks over is beautiful, the view. If I would have known that going up that hill in the truck was that steep, I swear to you, I would have never gone. I would have rode with someone else. I almost had a heart attack. I told my husband, I have so much anxiety right now. And he's like, why? And I'm all, you have no idea. And he's busting up. He thought I was crazy, but whatever. So that freaks me out, you know? Okay. And then let me see. Are you going to want the website or no?
No.
Okay.
It's going to take much longer.
We're almost done. And then tracking. We can put a tracking number. It's linked to your phone, but it comes with an app that you download from the App Store. Would you be interested in the tracking number or just keep it as your phone number to be listed? Totally up to you.
No,
it doesn't cost anything.
My phone number's fine.
And then are we keeping it at a 30-mile radius?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. And do you prefer when we communicate with you, phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? What's your preference?
Phone and text.
Phone and text. And then what are your forms of payments you take?
Cash or checks, really.
Cash or check? Okay. All right. Okay. No worries. So I'm going to try to process the payment. So just give it a second here. The last thing I want to go over with you, too. So tomorrow, you don't need to be in front of a computer. You're going to be receiving an email from us as well. We're going to need pictures from you that Google requires. They are not going to be posted anywhere online. It's just so we can get you verified faster. So there's a list that we send you. Send us a picture of your work tools, your work equipment, your work truck, or your work van with the license plate showing. Send a picture of your business license, business insurance. This is going to help us get you verified faster through Google. We send you a list. Send us what you can and what you don't have. Don't worry about it. Okay? Now, you should have received your receipt. It's going to say initial invoice on it. Now, you're going to open it up. It'll say, Devin, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Copy of your invoice is located below this email.
Okay.
And then what you'll do is it'll say below, find your receipt. Please click here to accept your subscription terms. You're going to click on where it says click here.
Okay.
Then it'll take you to a page that'll say Local Splash Terms of Experience at the top. When you're on that page, you're going to go towards the bottom. It'll say mobile phone. You're going to click under the two boxes where your phone number's at. One says that you agree to receive text messages from us. The other one says that it's your name on the card that you provided. You're the authorized user, basically, is what it's saying. At the bottom, you'll just type your name next to the box where it says sign. Type your name in the box just as it reads there, Devin space Cardi. You'll click on confirm signature, and then it'll take you to a page that'll say username and password. That's where you would go in and track your results with us, okay? And I sent you that username and password in the other text. Okay?
Okay.
So when you get a chance, make sure to do that. The last thing is the timeline, and then I'm done. Okay? So starting from tomorrow, we're going to get things moving. Within 5 to 7 days, you're going to be listed in the directory. 7 to 14 days, those Facebook ads are live, up and running. What we state in the terms and conditions is that the first page placement on Google, getting you verified, creating the profile, optimizing it, maintaining it on the first page, I'm always going to give you the timeline of 45 to 60 days. I've seen many times, Devin, where it's happened sooner, okay? In the meantime, we're getting everything else up and running to start getting you those calls generated. So if it happens for you sooner, even better. But I would rather under-promise and over-deliver, okay? We'll send you notifications as each step is being completed. If at any point, again, you want a website, I've noted in there, you don't want the website, but if you ever do, give us a call. We'll create you the website. It's not going to cost you anything, I promise, okay? So
okay,
I put that
perfect.
In the notes. I would like to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you to our local Splash family. Thank you so much, Devin, for giving us the opportunity to help you with your business. I'm super excited for you. Did you have any other questions before I let you go?
No, I think I'm all set. Thanks.
All right. If I'm not on a call or in a meeting, I'll be the one calling you to introduce you to the technician. Otherwise, if I'm not available, they're going to call you directly. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Have a blessed evening. Bye.
You too. Bye.
Thank you.